This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and because we've just had Easter weekend, I've got a sort of Easter show lined up for you that it's going to be a little bit different from the usual Easter show. I've got some gospel music, of course, because that's what Easter is all about. But I've also got some tracks from an event that we had back in the 1960s right here in Hamilton, or on the outskirts of Hamilton, and that was the National Banjo Pickers Convention. And that was held at Easter time in 1967, 1968, 1969, and 1970. It wasn't a bluegrass festival. It was a folk festival, but focusing on banjos, National Banjo Pickers Convention. And we had a sort of saying, when it's banjo picking time at Te Rapa, that's where we were, it's Easter all over the world, which I thought was very clever. And I'm going to play you some tracks that were recorded at those banjo pickers conventions over the 3 years, and just demonstrating some of the music that was around then. But that'll happen throughout the show. In the meantime, we'll get going. Oh, I better introduce that back tune. That tune was called There and Back that opened the show. I wrote that. I played banjo on it, a little bit of dobro. My good friend Jean-Luc Leroux from France and New Caledonia was playing guitar. And I think he played bass, or I might have played bass. And he played a beautiful mandolin break over the tune. And we recorded it at my place where Jean-Luc was staying with me, and that's the tune There and Back. Nice, simple, rolly tune, and I hope you enjoyed it. Let's get on with the show and have Cliff Waldron singing a song, Write Your Name Across My Heart, and it sounds like this.
From going crazy is all I can do. Well, I'm so defenseless, you're so close, and the walls have all crumbled from my body and soul.
Write your name across my heart. I want the world to know I am yours forever, and I'll wear it like a shining star. Write your name across my heart.
For you, my life is an open door. Everything I have, you know, is yours. But as far as love goes, there's a lifetime guarantee.
Write your name across my heart. I want the world to know I am yours forever, and I'll wear it like a shining star. Write your name across my heart. I'm yours forever, and I'll wear it like a shining star. Write your name across my heart, and I'll wear it like a shining star. Write your name across my heart.
I still like his music. I first heard Cliff Waldron's music when he was with Bill Emerson back in the late 1960s, and really enjoyed his approach to singing. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, the band that I was in, took quite a few of their songs and decided that we could do them as well. So I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Cliff Waldron's approach to music. Oh, another soft spot coming up. I've got a lot of soft spots, haven't I? Dale Ann Bradley, a delightful lady. I talked to her at one of the Grass Valley festivals I was at, and she was interested in our music and the fact that I came from New Zealand and was keen on the music. And I enjoyed her music. I enjoyed her approach to the music. And this is from an album called Cumberland River Dreams. It's all signed by the band and by Dale Ann Bradley, of course. And this is a song called The Circle Is Small. A little bit different. It's a Gordon Lightfoot song and has a different musical approach to it. Dale's doing the lead. Dan Tominski is playing guitar and doing some harmony. Eddie Miller on mandolin. Ron Stewart on fiddle. Michael McLean on banjo. Barry Bales on bass. He's got a great group here. And this is what happens when the circle is small.
It's all right for some, but not all right for me. When the warmth of the loving slips around, you think it's fine to do the things I cannot see, and you're doing it to me. Baby, can't you see that I know how it is? I can see.
Some great music from Dale Ann Bradley. The Circle is Small. Well, back in 1967, Michael Grace, John Raphael, Jeff Bendel, and myself and Alan Rhodes sort of got together talking and decided that it'd be great to have a banjo convention where we gathered all the banjo players together and talked about how to play banjos. And Michael Grace and John Raphael in particular are excellent organizers. These men were just in their early 20s. I know for the first one, I was 20 years old, and these guys just a couple of years older than me, but they were good organizers. They weren't fazed by anything, and we booked the local Te Rapa Hall just down the road from my place, just the size of a badminton court the hall was, and we gathered together and we had workshops, and people who knew a little bit more than others explained what they knew, and everyone shared what they knew, and we had a great time. 1968, we had the second one, and by then it had grown, and we also recorded most of the music at the 1968 one. It was still held in the Te Rapa Hall, but we had a big top as well, a big circus tent that was there for the main concerts, and everyone came and camped on Harwood's paddock, just in Te Rapa there, just at the side of the main road, just where Church Road goes up the hill. I've got a photo in front of me, and that hill is bare, and at present it's covered with buildings. So this is a long time ago, folks, and things have changed. But at 1968, we had a lot more people. We had a square dance, we had concerts, we had workshops, and different people played. And Most of the people never seen overseas musicians. It was all learned from records and applying yourself to picking away at the banjo. And the first track I'm going to play is from Clive Collins and Jim Doak. They were great friends of mine. Clive Collins was an outstanding banjo player. Could really hear the music and put everything into tablature and learn the tunes diligently. And Jim Doak was a great guitarist, and they were a great combination that grew into a very fine bluegrass band. But in 1968, this track is just featuring the two of them, I think. I don't even know if there's a bass in there. This is a tune called the Franklin County Special, and I think it sources those four Rebel LPs that came into the country. Clive had some and I had some, and they were a great source of music for us. So here's Clive Collins and Jim Doak playing the Franklin County Special, and let's see if we can get it going here. On it's all on LP. I apologize in advance for the LP quality. Some of these LPs have been flogged a bit, but we'll see what we can get going. Clive Collins playing the Franklin County Special. Now, the next track is also an instrumental track, and that's from a local guitarist called Pitt Ramsey, who was an astonishingly good guitarist, fingerstyle guitarist, very detailed in his approach to playing. And we had, as I said, it wasn't a bluegrass festival, it was a banjo pickers convention, but that meant we covered, it's a bit more like a folk festival in lots of ways, and with a real emphasis on banjos and instrumental work. And as I said, Pitt brought a rare talent to his guitar playing, and here he is playing a track called Old Joel Clark. Let's have a listen to that. Thank you. that's how to play old Joe Clark on fingerstyle guitar, and that was just one person, and that was Pitt Ramsey playing guitar there. We had some exceptional skills available in New Zealand in the late 1960s. We're going to hear more of them a little bit later, but in the meantime, we're going to hear from Dawn Lawson from the album called Thank God. This is a Don Reno tune called Some Beautiful Day, and it sounds like this.
In this world of sin and woe, as we daily onward go, oft our thoughts rob that city where there's peace and love, I know. If we follow and do right, and the paths of sin we fight, soon we'll span the banks of Jordan in a robe as white as snow.
Some beautiful day,
some beautiful day, up there in glory,
you're gonna weep
and have to go.
So God's gonna laugh,
point his finger
to that all,
yes, to that awful world below. This world of grief and pain, still the Bible it explains, if we live our life for Jesus and trust in his holy name, soon we'll all be welcome home in his mansion, free to roam on that resurrection morning. Saints he'll welcome from their tomb.
Some beautiful day
up there in glory, you're gonna weep and have to go.
God's gonna laugh and point his finger
to that all,
yes, to that awful world below.
To that all,
yes, to that awful world below.
Some great gospel singing there from the pen of the great Don Reno, and he wrote so many songs, albums full of songs. He was a prolific writer as well as a fine banjo player and guitarist, and we can hear another one a little bit later on. In the meantime, we'll jump forward a year and get to the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention, and this was the festival that we imported a guest, and it was Mike Seeger, fine guest, and he was a perfect person to have. He played all the instruments and worked with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It was just wonderful. And took workshops and taught everything from mandolin playing to auto harp playing and to singing to harmony. And he was a big influence on the music. And this particular National Banjo Pickers Convention was held in Narrawahia, which is a town just north of Hamilton. And our main stage was a barge moored in the river up against the bank, and people sat on the riverbank and looked down onto the stage. And the album has a photo on the front of it of the band playing, and I tell you, it was a very special setting, and I think the evening concert was in the Narrawahia Town Hall, which is sort of like an old picture theatre. I think it's long gone, to be honest, but everything's changed, but we had a great time at that festival. I'm going to play two tracks from that. The first one is going to be from the Mainland Hoedowners, and that is a group from what the New Zealanders call the mainland, which is the South Island, because it's a little bit bigger than the North Island. They think they live on the mainland and we live on a little island to the north. That's not quite true, but probably about a third of the population of New Zealand, if that, lives in the South Island. But these boys know how to play bluegrass. The Mainland Hoedowners were Murray Clark on banjo, John Clark, they were brothers, on guitar, and Graham Powell on mandolin. I think that's the line out. That's what we've got written here. And this is them doing a Blue Sky Boys tune, The Sunny Side of Life. I don't know if this was in the main concert or one of the afternoon concerts or not, but here's a taste of the bluegrass that was coming up. This was a band from the South Island. And then that's followed by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and myself playing banjo, and David Calder singing lead in a tune called Little Maggie. And let's hear those two tunes from the 1969 National Banjo Pickers Convention.
There's a sunny side where no wheels be tied. There's a road that we must go. There are pleasant vales, fertile hills and dales, where sweet flowers ever grow. All the happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life. Clouds obstruct the view, but a brighter way, like the light of day, is awaiting now for you. Over happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life. Song as we go along, let us banish cares and strife, that the world might know as we onward go, there's a sunny side of life. Over happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life.
I tell you, we Hamiltonians really appreciated those boys coming up from the South Island to be part of the National Banjo Pickers Convention. And don't they sing well together, those two brothers, Murray and John? Excellent stuff. That was probably the biggest audience they might have played to, certainly up in the North Island. And it was a big event, this Banjo Pickers Convention. And we're going to follow that with a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And it's one called Little Maggie.
Shining in the moonlight like a pretty women made for loving. Little Maggie was made to be mine. Well, last time I seen little Maggie, she was sitting on the banks of a stream. 45 strapped around her and a fire string on her knee. Hit the fire string. Suitcase in my hand. I'm going away for leaving. I'm going to some farm to some land. More time.
I think frantic would probably be the best way to describe that. All the concerts were recorded live, as you can imagine. They just had the microphone set up and we used the microphones, and John Raphael and Jeff Cumberbatch were panicking and all the time and listening to what was happening, and we just did our best with what we did. And that tune was very fast. I'm sure I couldn't play that fast now, and I played some licks in there that I'm sure don't belong to Little Maggie. But we had a great time at the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention, I tell you. Hear some gospel music now from the Stanley Gospel Tradition. Songs About Our Saviour is the album. And I Am the Man Thomas, this is appropriate for after Easter. And this is Jesus proving that he had risen to doubting Thomas. You can read about it in John chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. But it's a great gospel song, and it goes like this.
They drove me up the hill, Thomas, I am the man. They made me carry the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars, they're in my hand. They crowned my head with thorns, Thomas, I am the man. They nailed me to the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars, they're in my hand. They pierced me in the side, Thomas, I am the man. I died on the cross, Thomas, I am the man. Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars, they're in my hands. They buried me in the tomb, Thomas, I am the man. In 3 days rose, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at
Scotty Sparks singing lead there, and I Am the Man Thomas. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This program comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's an Easter program following the Easter weekend, and it's a strange mixture of gospel music, possibly appropriate to Easter time, and festivals that we used to have at Easter time in Hamilton, New Zealand, way out here. These festivals are become very significant when you look back at them now. I know the first Bean Blossom Festival, Bluegrass Festival, was in 1965. Our first Banjo Pickers Convention was in 1967. So we were right up with the play for these festivals, and lots of things developed from them. They were great fun, and the whole music industry in New Zealand grew a little bit from these Banjo Pickers Conventions. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. No matter how you're getting Back Porch Bluegrass, I really appreciate you listening to me and letting me share some of your activities, either as background music or focused listening. It doesn't matter what. I hope you're finding it interesting. All the people listening on the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, many of you may have been at some of these Banjo Pickers conventions. Just wave your hand if that's you. Yeah, I see that hand. We had a great time there, didn't we? Made lots of friendships, and camping out was always good fun. And there's a movie, I think it's called Keep on the Sunny Side, that you can see on YouTube. And it's a movie made of the 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention. We're going to hear a little bit about that a little bit sooner. But thanks very much for tuning in and being part of Back Porch Bluegrass. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Anything to do with music, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful, and they'll be delighted that you came. Let's hear Fiddle Tune now from Fiddling Billy Hurt. Here he is playing a Kenny Baker tune called The Grassy Fiddle Blues. Fiddling Billy Hurt. Let's listen to Dale Ann Bradley again. She does a song that's credited to Randy Scruggs and Johnny Cash. Unusual combination, possibly, but it's one called Passing Through.
I have stood up on the mountain, seen the other side, wrestled with the devil, I have wrestled with my pride. Stood out in the rain, seen my love forsaken, felt the pleasure and the pain. But there's one thing that's for certain, one chord that rings true. It's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is we're only passing through. I cried in tears of sadness, cried in tears of joy, found a life backward living from the peace within the noise. I don't turn my back on hatred, lying prejudice and greed. Found the future in the present, found hope within a sea. There's one thing that's for certain, one chord that rings so true. It's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is we're only passing through. Passing through. It's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is we're only passing through. Chances come to nothing, I will make it where I'm going. Standing tall just like a rock, there's one thing that's for certain, one chord that rings so true. It's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is we're only passing through. Passing through. Passing through. It's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is
driving song there from Dale and Bradley. I've always liked the music of Don Reno and Red Smiley, and Don wrote some wonderful songs, as I said earlier. And this next one was one that we used to try and do. We never performed it, I don't think. I know that myself, Alan Rhodes, and Colleen Trenwith used to play as a trio, more old-timey music, and we did some songs like this where you have the lead line and the answer back. If you've got a trio or a quartet that does some harmony, I tell you, it's really good fun doing these songs that have got a lead word and then an answer back, lead word and answer back. And that's so in this song. It's one called The Lord's Last Supper, which I thought is appropriate for Easter time, written by Don Reno and performed by Dora Lawson and his band. And they, of course, do it perfectly. But I tell you, if you want to have some fun, get your quartet to sing like this. The Lord's Last Supper.
Supper served in honor of our King.
He knew his time was drawing.
Acknowledged all the time. He knew that he would make a greater sacrifice.
He knew his time had come to die.
Come to die.
The time had come when
he would die to free the world he loved so lost in sin. The blessed promise that he left for you and me.
I go, but soon I'll
come again. I'll come again. Disciples were all gathered by his side.
The blessed Christ of
Calvary. He then told them to carry on his work, because
he blessed them with his spirit
free.
The time had come when
he would die to free the world he loved so lost in sin. The blessed promise that he left for you and me.
I go, but soon I'll
come again. I'll come again. Soon one would sell his precious soul.
One of the 12
he loved
so,
so dear, he loves the dear. He then told Judas quickly to go on his way.
He knew the time of death was near. The time had come when he would die
to free the world he loved so lost in sin. The blessed promise that he left for you and me.
I go, but soon I'll come again.
I'll come again.
Great words, and wasn't that fun with that vocal work there, I tell you. It's worth a try if you get the opportunity. You all got to know the words pretty well when you spit them out, and you know, the hardest thing is trying to stop yourself laugh because it's so much joy in doing a song like that. Let's get on with the banjo pickers at Easter time. When it's banjo picking time at Tirapa, it's Easter all over the world. The 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention was held at the Claudelands Showgrounds. That's where we've got the Claudelands Arena now, but there's still a bit of the showgrounds there. And once again, it was an encampment. Lots of people camped and had a great time just getting there and playing music. And our guest this time was Bill Clifton, and I just had always enjoyed Bill Clifton's approach to the music, his lovely baritone voice, and he always had a nice band. It was never flashy. It was always nice and straightforward. Excellent music, and he was a very genial host. He introduced a lot of the bands at the festivals, a lot of the music, and just made himself lots of friends in New Zealand, and he also travelled around New Zealand a little bit and played some concerts. We managed to do some recording with Bill after the festival, and I tell you, we had a good time. He had a big influence on the music in New Zealand, and of course, during the festival, we got to play a couple of songs with him. I'm going to play a song with Bill, Hamilton County, and Bill playing one of his classics, A Little Whitewashed Chimney. And then after that, we're going to play a song from the Stony Lonesome Band. Earlier in the program, we had Jim Doak and Clive Collins playing guitar and banjo. The Stony Lonesome Boys were their whole band. Clive was playing banjo. Brian Egan was playing mandolin and doing vocals. Jim Doak played guitar. Richard Oddie played fiddle. And Tony Brittenden played bass. And the festival audience loved them. They were a great band. They brought an energy to the music that was absolutely stunning. And here they are doing a Charlie Munro song, Georgia Mail, bringing in the Georgia Mail. This was part of the final concert. So we're going to hear two things, Little Whitewashed Chimney and then Georgia Mail.
Mississippi's flowing on the sunny southern shores, and the steamboat comes a-puffing around the bend. There's a little old cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again.
In that little old cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. So I went away up north where they told me I would find money hanging around like apples on a tree. As my sweetheart told me, there was nothing of the kind, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze.
I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again.
In that little
low cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and the little whitewashed chimney at the end. As it welcomes me and greets me on the breeze, then I will start a running, and I know I'll never stop till I've landed in that cabin on my knee. I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again. In that little old oak cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
Tell you, the audience loved them, the Stoney Lonesome. Stoney Lonesome Boys, sometimes they were called Stoney Lonesome. They were a great band and brought a real energy to the festival. It was great. Well, we're just about done with Back Porch Bluegrass for this session. I hope you'd enjoyed. Hope you've enjoyed the strange mixture of tracks and music and the reminiscing of what happened at Easter time all those years ago. But thanks for staying with me and tuning in. After hearing Georgia Mail, there's only one tune to play, and that's the Orange Blossom Special. This is Bill Monroe's version with Chubby Wise playing fiddle, and I'm not sure who the rest of the band is, but it's a great way to go out. Join me again next week, however you're doing it, on podcast or on Access Radio, and we'll find some other bits of bluegrass that you just might enjoy. Okay, see you all later. Bye.
Yonder coming, the orange blossom special. Bring my baby back.
Yeah, bring her right on home now. Coming right on down the line now, pulling up ahead of grade. Bill, where are you going to get off this train at?
Down about Atlanta, Georgia. Boy, where's you going?
I'm going up about Nashville, Tennessee. Where you going, Cousin Wilbur?
I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama.
What for?
Ain't no ham like Birmingham.
Pete, where are you going to get off at?
Oh, I'm Memphis bound,
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.